Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG, just making a video about You Chose This Path. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, this morning I signed up for some college courses. I'm going to take my CDL license. I was going to go donate some blood to get some extra cash, but I want to do my video. I'll do that bullshit tomorrow. But yes, thinking about shit that you choose, look at this dumb cunt. It says, former adult film star Lana Rhoades said she wants all her old videos to be deleted. Well, you're a whore that does porn on film for money. Yes, I like money, but fucking hey, you're doing this bullshit and now you have a family. Now you want to pretend that you're a sweet, innocent girl? Fucking stupid. You see, friends, once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick. Just saying. But don't worry, friends, I got some clips to prove my point. Let's bring them up. Yes, friends, look at this clip. This lovely lady is talking shit about men because that's the thing to do. Well, without further ado, let this whore talk. Let's go.
So who do you think are the biggest enforcers of gender roles, men or women?
Men, because they're more dominant.
Yeah, but who?
Awesome, Sauce. She says it's our fault because men are more dominant. Yes, friends. Do you want to be chasing these lovely women? Look at their fucking tasty ass, their fucking great ass attitudes. Yes, that's something to be desired, right? Yeah, right.
Who typically tastes on a first date?
Men.
Who's typically expected to approach?
Men.
Who typically buys the drinks at nightclubs?
Men.
Yes, men are expected to be doing all kinds of things because men are human doing. Women are human beings. Yes, they expect you to have all the cash and prizes and they're there in the finish line. Yeah, they think they're the prize. But in the end of the day, you're the one that makes things happen. So, in the end of the day, who's really the prize? Them or us? The world may never know. Anyways, let's continue.
Who typically gets down on one knee?
Men.
Isn't that all traditional male behavior?
I think a girl loves it, and a girl loves to be chased.
Yes, these bitches want you to chase them. It's like duck, duck, goose. You're just right there. They're going duck, 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 and then bam, right in your head, goose, and they want you to chase them. Fuck that shit. I actually got one fucking chick trying to do that to me, but I'm like, eh? I don't think so. A homie don't play that bullshit, so fuck you. Next.
Once again, who are the biggest enforcers of gender roles, men or women?
Good question, because women expect it.
Yes, friends. Fucking women get these stupid ass ideas and they jump through all these fucking hoops. And when they actually find out how the things actually are, they get disappointed. Well, that's your fault for expecting all kinds of bullshit that is not fucking real. So, yeah, lady, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
When men don't want to do it all the time, but men get the benefit of going out of their way to do their gender roles.
Yes, these women have this stupid mentality. They want you to do traditional roles. They want you to court them, wine and dine them, bend over backwards for them. But them, they could do whatever the fuck they want. They're strong, independent women. They don't have to pay for shit. Hell, they don't even have to fucking look good or anything. They could gain fucking weight and be fucking nasty and a fucked up attitude. And they think that's enough. Because they say, I am the table. Yeah, you're just a table full of fucking shit. So fuck you.
So would you say that women are the biggest enforcers of gender roles? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that statement. Women want to have all these cash and prizes, but yet they don't want to admit that they're fucking whores and bitches. Yeah. Oh, I'm sweet. I'm innocent. I don't do nothing wrong. I'm not a bad person. Oh, okay. Fuck you. Yes, you are, in my opinion.
You said women expect it, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does a man necessarily have to expect a woman to do traditional things to be with him? Or?
Oh, nowadays, no.
Of course not. Women, all they do is go, gimme, 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 gimme. And they don't want to give nothing in return. Yeah, they want to have their cake and eat it too. What a fucking crazy ass bitch. Self-entitled much? Yes, friends, this is the type of mentality women have. So yes, friends, if the bullshit is happening, it's because of these lovely ladies. So yeah, you still want to go out with her? Enjoy.
I don't want to cook, clean, provide for family. It's definitely different.
Oh, so because it's 2026, that gives you the license to act like a fucking self-entitled bitch? You're fucking stupid, lady. You women always had this fucking mentality back in the fucking 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way up to current fucking year. Hell, it's even before that. It's just that women could do whatever the fuck they want and there's no consequences for them. But guess what? I think 2026 is the fucking year of finding out, right? Yes, you lovely lady, you're gonna get fucked. And not in the way that you expect to get fucked. Enjoy.
So once again, how are women not the biggest enforcers in general?
I don't think they're subtle enforcers. Like, it's expected.
I'm so sick and tired of this fucking bullshit. This bitch is jumping through all these fucking hoops, all these mental gymnastics, just to say that men are pieces of shit and women are the fucking fine, beautiful, sweet, innocent creatures that they are. Bullshit! You cause all this fucking damage, all this bullshit, because you get stupid-ass ideas. Yes, it's a fucking IQ problem. Typically, women are fucking stupid. Yes, that's why they shouldn't be giving all these resources. If you want to give women a resource, then you should give it to the man that they're married to, so like that it gets dispersed, because women can't take care of themselves, right? Just saying, but let's continue.
Well, right, but you're saying that women expect men to be in their roles, but women don't want to be in their roles. So, to me, that
Which
sounds
is sad.
Like, it is sad, but my point is, it sounds like women are enforcing gender roles more than men are. Is that true?
Hey, fella, do you know you could lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink? Yeah, that's what this dude's trying to do. He's trying to lead this bitch to the fucking conclusion that it's women that's fucking up society, not men. But she's all, duh, me no know. Well, let's continue.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
So if women are the biggest enforcers of gender roles, how are women not the biggest enforcers of patriarchy? The very thing they demonize men for.
I don't know. I'm in a healthy relationship, so I can at least speak on that.
Oh, sure. I bet you are in a healthy relationship, are you, huh? She says, I know nothing. Oh, I'm in a relationship. I'm just a girl. Yes, you're a fucking girl with fucking stupid-ass ideas. And I bet her fucking boyfriend takes it in the ass. Well, it is what it is. But don't worry, friends. I got more clips of showing you how fucking stupid women are. Yeah, this is the shit that goes through their fucking beautiful minds. Well, let's bring that one up. Yes, this fucking old hag is pissed off because no fucking man wants to eat her silver cotton candy. Yeah, she's fucking stupid. She's trying to warn young women not to date older men because apparently older men are fucking pedophiles. Even though if that chick's 18, that still makes him a pedophile if he's in his 40s. Hell, I bet even in his 30s he's still a pedophile, right? Fucking stupid. She's of age, but this chick is not getting cock. Well, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time. Well, let's play the clip, I guess.
All right, girlies, ladies in your 20s, I need you to listen up, and I need you to listen very carefully. We have a lot to say about that older man that is pursuing you.
Let me guess. This guy's a piece of shit. He just wants to fuck you. Huh, he wants to steal your youth and fertility, right? Is that what you're gonna say, lady? Yes, men just want you to be happy. But apparently, we're not the ones that can make you happy, so what the fuck? If we can't make you happy, then you should just leave us alone and let us do our own thing. Just saying.
But not because we want them. We have a lot to say because we were once in your shoes.
Yes, once upon a time, in the way back when, in the before times, you were a young piece of ass in your 20s. But those times are in the past. They're behind you. And now you're mad because there's a new crop of young women getting all the dick. And what are you getting? Cats and dildos. Well, lady, you should have got a husband when you had the chance. Now you're older, more bitter, and now you're trying to poison the well for everyone else. Enjoy.
And we were once pursued by that older man, thinking that there was something special about us.
No, bitch. You think you're special because you? No, bitch. That doesn't make you special. It's the shit that you can do. It's like, man, we're fucking only special by the shit that we do. But if we don't do fuck, we're lazy, we just get fat, then you're a worthless piece of shit. And you, because you're selfish and self-entitled, you think people need to give you all these things. That's why you're fucking flawed. And that's why you're alone with fucking a sea of cats and boxed wine. So, enjoy.
And the only thing that he saw special in us was the fact that he could use his age weaponize that to manipulate and gaslight us.
Okay, lady, what's the end goal? Why is this guy doing all this fucking bullshit? Just because she's young? Because she's fertile and you can give all this sex? Well, yeah, that's what the guy wants. But if this guy's a piece of shit, well, it is what it is. Just like women are pieces of shit, too. There's guys that are pieces of shit. But the thing is, you should use your brain and your discretion and vet these people out. But because of feelings, and that guy makes you fucking happy and it makes your pussy tingle, you go for that. Right? Well, let's continue.
Because we did not have the worldly experience to know any better, and we acquiesced to this man who was older than us and knows better than us. In her 40s.
Oh, you're saying that the younger women are fucking too stupid to figure things out, right? That the guy is fucking manipulating and using her. Well, she's supposed to be an adult. She should know better. Maybe her dad or her family or whatever is taking care of her should have done a better fucking job at raising her. Right? It's like your dad. Your dad let you fucking get your holes filled and now you're old and bitter because no man wants to marry you. Well, yeah. You didn't fucking mind when fucking Chad and Tyrone was fucking the shit out of you. Yeah, you probably have a fucking happy child. Who knows? I don't know and I don't care. Well, now because you're fucking angry and bitter, you want to make other people not be happy. So they end up like you. Yes, and misery loves company, right? Well, let's continue.
We know better than him. And we know better than you. And that's why we're speaking out against him.
Who is this we person? The only person I see is you. Are you talking about the old other hags? Yeah, the sea of hags. Fucking all angry because all the dudes left them. Yes, fucking stupid. Yeah, you and your kind are fucking retarded. You enjoyed your 20s and now that you're 40, you're all fucking angry? Well, you should have made better life choices. Hell, we all could have made better life choices, but it is what it is. So let's continue. Yes, that's a choice that you made. Yes. Yeah, she says we walked away from him, but I think she means her. Yes, stop saying we and say me. You walked away from this fucking dude. But I bet something tells me you wish you had this guy back in your life. Because I don't think there's no one in your life. Except the cats or maybe a dog. She probably has a big ass dog to fuck the shit out of her. Because this dude fucking is gone to the wind. Just disappeared. Vaporware. And that's because of you. Yes, I bet you made this guy fuck off because you're fucking evil and psychotic. Look at the shit she's saying, so I don't know for 100% fact, but I just suspect this. So let's continue. Who hurt you? Oh, yes, this chick is talking shit because someone in her past fucked her over. And what she thinks fucked her over. Yeah, she was probably being insufferable, so the guy said deuces. And now she wants to sabotage other people. Remember, friends, misery loves company. And this bitch is fucking miserable as fuck. So let's continue.
Because a man who's going to go for a woman substantially younger than him is a man that is not actually interested in you. He's interested in the value that you can offer him.
Well, the same shit could be said about you, women. Yeah, you want us to be all this fucking valuable shit. But yeah, when we do something that's one little itty-bitty thing that's wrong, you're ready to dump us and move on to the next guy. Because you have too many choices. And because you can't make a choice, you can't make up your decision, you don't make one. And they all disappear. All your choices turns to zero. And that's what happened to this bitch. She has no one in her life. Zero, zilch. All gonzo. So whose fault is it? You. You made your bed, now you lie in it. Enjoy.
And then once he has reaped that value, he will then just crush you like a pound beneath his foot.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck? No, lady, you're the one that destroys us. You treat us like fucking shit. Well, because we develop a fucking spine and we dump your ass, you say, oh no, all men are pieces of shit and they're gonna use you. No, lady. You women are the ones that use us men as fucking fodder, and you don't care. Whatever.
We're trying to help you because we say to ourselves, you know what? I only knew then what I know now. Well, guess what? What I know now, I can't go back and help myself, but I can help the girlies.
But
you know what? You bitches need to stop blaming men for the path that you fucking chose. Yeah, you fucking walk this path. Like I said, once you suck a dick, you can't unsuck a dick. Stop blaming men for all your fucking foibles. You always want men to subsidize your bullshit. Yeah, but then when you do get your fucking cake and you fucking try to eat it, you know you can't. Yes, it's either one or the other. Make your choice, bitch. You can't have all of them. Well, that's how we live nowadays. These women should be fucking slapped, have all their rights taken away, and put back in the kitchen. Yeah, once they learn their fucking place, then everything will be right as rain, and then we could get back and fix in society. Yes, we have a weakness problem, and we give all stupid weak people all these cash and prizes. They don't deserve it, and our world is paying it. Yes, we don't have fucking a wife, kids, any of that shit because of the fucking climate that we have. Just think about it, friends. Just move forward and just concentrate on yourself. It will eventually get better. Well, something to think about. I gotta go. I gotta go to work. And yeah, hopefully shit gets better. But I'm not gonna hold my breath on that. So goodbye.
Keep a close eye on that Kreplakistan situation.
Sir.
Thank you very much. If you just joined us, today's topic is my father is evil and he wants to take over the world. Okay, let's meet Scott Evil. Hi, Scott. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, sir.
Tell us about your father.
Well, my dad is the head of a worldwide evil organization with aspirations of world domination.
Wow, pretty serious stuff. Where is he now?
He's like cryogenically frozen, orbiting the Earth or something.
That's what you think. But we have a surprise for you, Scott. Okay, let's bring out Scott's father, Dr. Evil.
General, we've got a situation here.
What is it, Sergeant?
Hello, Scott. Daddy's back.
How could you do this to me on national television?
We're throwing me a freaking bone here, Scott.
Why'd you run out on me?
Because you're not quite evil enough. But it's true. You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
What are you, some kind of freak?
Hey, shut up!
Okay, come on.
I'll kick your
ass. Bring it on, Stanky!
All right, come on.
No one talks to my son like that. It's okay, Scott. You motherfucker!
You're burning your mother's
I'm okay.
All right, you're burning your mother's
Okay.
Come on. It's only a television show. Calm down.
Right? Okay, I'm all right.
Okay,
I'm
okay. Everything okay?
Okay.
All right. Get this jerk out of here.
I'll give you a piece of shit.
He's biting me. Give me that. The world is mine.